Welcome to Stories from Chosun, the audio version of the House of Chosun daily blog posts, available at chosunhouse.com. Today I want to retell a story I just gave you a couple stories ago, if you've been following these in order. If not, this will be new, but there are some details in this telling of the story that I have before me now that were not in that other story, and I think it's worth repeating the story for that. I found this account in Thomas Belke's book called Juche, and you need to get that book if you're interested in really digging deeper into what North Korea is about today. Thomas Belke is the author, and the book is Juche. Shortly after the Korean War broke out, communist soldiers overtook a small town outside Pyongyang. 190 Christians, you remember the story now, were apprehended, along with their pastor, a brother Kim. The soldiers asked, "Is it really worth dying for Jesus? We can save your life if you'll just say you don't believe in him." Well, Pastor Kim would not deny the Lord, and so he was hung on a cross amidst a slow burning fire. The soldiers thought they had won the day, and they turned to the 190 and said, "Those who still believe in Jesus, come forth." All 190 stepped forward. The soldiers marched them all into an abandoned mine, threw sticks of dynamite inside, and left them for dead. Hours later, one man awoke, and he was filled with remorse when he realized he had survived. "Why, Lord? Why didn't you take me to heaven?" He found his way out of the mine after several days of digging. Then it was that he discovered that all of his fingers were missing, and his hands were swollen and bloody. Later, he understood something else. God had spared his life so that he could tell the church and the family of Pastor Kim just what had happened. Had he not lived, no one would ever have heard this story. So God has his purposes for all of us, doesn't he? That includes you and me, listener. Let's humbly seek him and his perfect will. Thank you for your interest today in North Korea. Visit us at chosunhouse.com for a large collection of blog posts like this, and pictures and maps and facts and resources and more. In fact, everything you need to get an informed prayer life regarding Chosun, the hermit kingdom, the land of the morning calm.